Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mann.
Woo-hoo! Hi, everyone. How exciting to be here. Julia has a humongously awesome theme for tonight.
I do.
We just haven't unraveled it yet.
Yeah, it's up here somewhere.
I love the look on your face.
But see, what's so cool is I have this really good friend, Tracy, who knows how to read my mind and knows how to pick up all everything that's in there, and she'll figure it out. She knows what it is.
I don't think she can. She's got technical difficulties going on the other side here. She's busy.
Oh, Tracy.
Oh, wait, here we go. Okay, let's see. I have to make sure. Okay, there we go.
I know. Okay, it just popped in. A wonderful subject to talk about.
Oh.
Or at least for the first whatever we can make it be. What just happened last night?
The full moon?
Full moon and an eclipse.
Man, I thought we were going personal. I was like, are we going to talk about that? No, I'm just kidding.
I know. Let's see where you go with it.
What just happened last night? I was like, did I talk to you last night? Okay.
Remember Tracy?
Do you want me to get the cards? So I'm going to say hi to Amy and Judy and Monique. They're the first ones to join us in the beautiful chat room. And love hearing from you guys in the chat room. We are at BBS Radio TV on Facebook, going live. That's where you'll find us. So if you're watching this somewhere else, it's not live. But doesn't mean you can't catch us live next time, Friday nights, BBS Radio, Facebook, be there.
Yeah. You need to be there if you want to chat with us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you want us to say your name.
Acknowledge you. If you want us to really know that you're there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if you're watching this on my YouTube, you rock. I'm just saying. Good job. Way to find me on YouTube. Hit like. Okay. So we're going to talk about a full moon.
Mm-hmm. Lunar eclipse. Yeah, I mean, at least for
asteroids.
But the full moon is what's affecting everybody. If it is, I want to know if it's affecting. I didn't notice anything. Did you? I did have a weird dream this morning, but I don't know if that was full moon or just.
I can never tell. My moods are all over the place. I don't know.
Because some people really feel the full moon, and then if you throw an eclipse in there too, you know, it might.
The eclipse. And then there was a meteor shower, not asteroids. I said asteroids. Meteor shower.
Okay, so see, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah.
I
thought you had it all.
Wow.
We were in a galactic thunderstorm.
Wow. So that could have had some effects.
Yeah. Yeah, it could have. I went to bed. That's the effect it had on me. Literally, I did. I went and I ate some dinner and I sat on the couch and I turned on some Netflix. And then next thing I knew, one of my kids was making noise in the kitchen and an hour had gone by. And I was like, where am I? You know that feeling?
Yeah. Yeah. That's when it's like, I think it's time to go to bed.
Must be. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know it's the light out. Leave me alone. No.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're more into all of that than I am, but neither one of us are hugely heavily into.
Yeah. Actually, usually I'm watching something.
Yeah.
Watching one of the astrologers or something to get my information. Not so much on this one. It kind of surprised somebody else said, do you think this full moon lunar eclipse meteor shower is affecting us? And I was like, what full moon meteor?
Yeah.
I did the whole thing. I was like, what? I hadn't even seen anything on this. And that Venus was in retrograde, but I didn't know the other stuff was happening.
Okay.
Not sure where my mind has been, but it was last night. So that was pretty cool. I couldn't see it here. It was very cloudy. But a lot of people were posting pictures of the moon.
Oh, okay.
Beautiful.
Cool.
So I think this is going to be a short chat unless you had something you were going to.
Well, I was just saying that would be the beginning and then we could go from there. And that would just determine if it went the whole show, it went the whole show. If it didn't, then we'll dig out some more. What else is up here?
Okay. I'm going to read Julia's mind. All right, I'm going to focus. All right. We are, just in case, it does look like we are having a little bit of technical difficulties over on the, because I have the other screen up over here, and it keeps flashing that there's some sort of internet thing. So if you guys are experiencing that, hang in there. Hang in there. We're going to get you. We're just calling in those technical galactic beings to shift it all around and bring it in much, much better. Mm-hmm. So, okay. So
that, we were asking if there was an effect of the full moon and the eclipse.
And there was, yeah. It was affecting our show. Stinkers. All right. So Julia is bringing in images of... She's scared right now. She's scared.
What are you going to say?
Oh my God. It's so funny. Okay. When I see it pop up, I'm going to be talking to our producer right now. When I see it pop up, I'll tell you what it says. Because I see it out of the corner of my eye, it's something pops up on the screen. So there is something. And if you guys in the chat room, is there anything popping up for the streaming of this video? I have Judy saying there's a slowdown on the audio and Julia sounds like Dolores. That's pretty cool.
So are you saying that mom is here? Is that what you're saying?
Maybe that's what it is.
I'm channeling mom and don't even know it.
Well, isn't that happen quite often though?
It does. It
yeah, really you, does. You channel your mom in a lot. So I'm going
anyway, it doesn't matter.
Okay, so not sure why it's on. It's Judy. They're blaming Judy.
You know, I can see
how waiting for live video or something is what it's saying. I don't know what that, it clicked up really fast and then went away. So I don't know what that is. I'm going to ignore it. Okay, we're going to go on. So we're tuning into Julia's mind every time she gets, and okay, I'm not kidding. I do see the same image every time. And it's kind of like the image of ETs, but kind of like the grays. So what do you want to tell me about that?
You're the one reading my mind. What? You're just picking up grays, ETs? I mean, when you're, where are you getting this? Is it around me or is it?
It's in the mind. It's in the mind's eye. Like I get this image of an ET standing there. But I did hear, and I'm guessing this is pretty common knowledge, that the grays supposedly are a consciousness put into a biological machine. And
well, the grays are like robots. I mean, they were created to be like the workers, you know, like the,
but they do have an evolving consciousness. Is that mm-hmm. correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And then the others are actual biological mm-hmm. ETs.
Yeah. It'd be like, if we made robots, we might make them in our image. You know, like you see a lot of shows, they have robots and they're made to look like humans, you know, ones are not, but as it evolves, it's like we anticipate that that's probably what we will do. We will make machines that look like ourselves. So that's all that is. It's just, they are workers. They're mechanical beings that look like their creators.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, now here's something that I was messing with the other day. I think I was just, I don't know if I was being my little smarty pants that I can be or what it was, but I was talking about that, the creator. God was, or we were created in the image of our creator, right? Well, if you look at ETs and you look at that history and the idea that maybe we were seeded by galactic, you know, councils and different ET collectives. Now that doesn't take away from, is there a God? Is there a universal energy? Yes, I believe there is. I believe there's something out there that is part of the creation of all of it. But if we were made in the image of the creator, and then there's these stories about, hey, we were seeded here by the ETs. Well, then we were created in the image of our creators. If it was the ETs, they were bringing their DNA into this creation and we were created to be like them.
Sure.
And I thought, You know, if that's the true story, then why aren't we just telling that one? Because it doesn't take away from what's happening here. We're still here for the same reasons. We're still a soul incarnated in a physical body. Oh. We are created in the form of our creators. We're in this planet to have the experience. And there is this universal creative energy that some refer to as God and or universe or whatever.
Source.
Yeah. So how does it really change the meaning of life? Knowing this information.
Well, it doesn't. It's the other meaning that it changes, and or the other thing that it changes, and that's why that's just not the story that's told.
Is that all you got for me?
That's all I got.
I talked for 20 minutes on that.
I don't want this to become a controversial show. So I'm not going to go there.
Like, okay, so yeah, we're born into a world where we get this godlike figure. And I was just, yeah, I think I was just being the devil's advocate on that, going, what if it was like this or that? And to me, that's
because it could be that would be,
there's nothing to prove anything right or wrong. Yeah.
And how about in our world it is?
Yeah. And somewhere out there is a bunch of beings that look like this and that.
Well, and also you have to, I mean, granted, yeah, we look like this, but it also has to do with the environment. You know, every environment life is created that will work the best there. And so that came into play as well. Yeah. So there's a part of it that, you know, that you look like you're, you know, we're looking like somebody, and we've been told that we the creator. I can't even think. Words are not coming to me. I've had
his words.
Yeah. I just use my. Hey, I'll just do the show telepathically. Yeah,
we're gonna telepathic. We're gonna do an exercise with the audience. What are we? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I like that. Yeah, we'll just stare right into the camera. Mm-hmm. What are we thinking? Okay. My gosh, you are so profound. Why are you saying those things? We're not ready for it.
I know they're deep. I feel like you are ready.
Thank you. Oh my goodness. So many things. I swear today I lived 5 days in one day, just so you know. There was a lot of things going on, and yet it seems like there wasn't that much on my schedule. So it's like, bam, 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 I'm in this thing, I'm in that thing, I'm on this call, I'm in that session. And yet, if you look at my calendar, I had one session today.
It was a clear day.
How did this happen? Mm-hmm. But it was a good day. It was a good day. Maybe it's that full moon, lunar eclipse. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, Tamara would probably be able to tell us all kinds of things.
Where is she when we need her?
I know.
Anyway.
Tamara, if you're listening.
You have the link. Just use it. Wouldn't that be fun?
It would.
It would be awesome. So, okay, let's see. Okay, Julia picks a number from 1 to 10. Everyone in the audience guesses, then she reveals her numbers. Woo! Okay, so do it. Okay, and that's from...
I've got a choice. I had several numbers pop up there.
Focus on one.
Which one do I want to go with? Okay. All right. Got it.
Okay, Julia's got her number, you guys. Get it in there. Get it in the chat. I want to be able to let you know what it is. Here we go. They're coming in. Oh, my goodness. This is awesome. You know what? That's the same number I was getting. Okay, interesting. Well, we're going to give that a second for you guys to all chime in. This is fun. It's like, everybody's getting in there. I love it. It's good. So, I like that. You're a 10. Oh, maybe that's not what you meant. Anyway. Okay. So why they're all putting in their guesseroos of your number. It's interesting.
And I guess they're gonna, if they've got that right, then they'll know what else I'm thinking. Then we can do the show telepathically.
Well, I like how Carol plays this. She put a number up and then she says, but my first choice is 7. Okay, wait.
What's the other number?
I think that's going to be the winner, 8.
No, this is cool. So has everybody got their stuff?
I think we're, yeah, it's slowed down. Does everybody got your numbers in? Okay.
So what's the,
I had you write it down on something, but I guess we're going to just go on.
You're not going to just tell me, because I could be changing it if I
bet you. Okay. You'll be like, I don't want Judy to win. So I'm going to say it. No.
Like okay. No, this is, and so this is what was interesting, what you said with Carol. First, when you first said it, my number, it was like a wheel. It was like, you know, there was like 3 numbers. It went 7, 5, and then it settled on 3. So my first number was 7.
See, Carol, you got the first one, but the actual number is 3. 3? Okay. So.
That was the one I was focusing on.
Well, somebody knows her mama pretty damn good.
Ooh.
Tiffany got 3. Mm. And then Amy also got 3. A lot of people picked 8. And let's see, we got.
Now, see, it's interesting because 8
is kind of like a 3.
Hmm?
It's like a double 3.
Well, but see, 8 was my number through a lot of my life. It was like that was a number that was important to me. So it's interesting that maybe it's still around me.
Maybe it is because I was seeing an 8 as well. Yeah. Okay, so we've got 3. So. I think we should pull a card for the winners. What do you think?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Okay, so Tiffany and Amy, you get cards. We're going to go with that. Maybe I should get the little beautiful little unicorn cards out instead of the tarot ones. Let's do that. Okay, that's not the deck I want. That one is. Okay, so we got The Magic of the Unicorns by Diana Cooper. Just in case you want to know what those are. All right. So, Tiffany, once upon a time. No, I won't do that one. Once, I like that. Tiffany, go with the flow, relax and trust, accept what is happening. Oh my gosh, you get to swim with the unicorn and the dolphins. Look at that.
Ooh.
Doesn't get better than that, does it?
No, that's really
very
cool.
Beautiful. Yeah. So, let me see if I get anything else with this for Tiffany. It looks to me like there's some things, some hidden treasures coming your way. And they are things, there's the things that are right in front of you. You can see them happening. And then there's some things that are kind of tucked away along the side of this picture. And so, and they're little pearls. And see, I'm going to show you. See those little pearls right here?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's little pearls that are tucked away that you haven't quite seen yet. The number is 17. That's my favorite number, by the way.
Which adds to an 8.
Makes an 8.
I don't know what
we're going to make it about that 8, no matter what.
I don't remember if she had a number that was significant or not through her earlier life.
Well, Tiffany, if you'd like to share your significant number, we would love to hear about it. Okay, so rainbows, waterfalls, beautiful things. There is an ending of a cycle coming in for you that is, okay, this is fun. So what I'm seeing here, I like to show people what I'm seeing when I read this. We're seeing this Milky Way, right? We're seeing this star formation here. And the moon is almost over that hump. So you're just about to the end of a cycle here, and then something new is coming in. Some beautiful little star energy is coming in there, and those pearls, those little pearls that have been hiding are going to be ready to come out at that time.
Cool.
So something very fun and exciting coming your way. Just go with the flow of it until you get there. Okay, so Amy.
Yeah. Get out of the head. Just have fun with it.
Yeah. Okay. Tiffany didn't put her favorite number down. Okay. Amy, what's your favorite number? We'll do that with you too. And then we'll let Julia read your number and I'll read,
read your number. What?
You don't know how to do that? Shower of blessings. Okay. I want to be Amy right now. Open yourself to receive. Pay it forward. There's that card. Isn't that pretty? I'm about to read what comes in addition to that. I may have to still nothing from Tiffany on the favorite number. Okay, so the number on this one is 24, which adds to a 6.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So all your material needs are being met. Have faith and call in your angels around that. Okay. So in this one, you see there's gifts. There's gifts coming in through that light there, right? Mm-hmm. For me, this is your spiritual gifts are about to open up. There's a beautiful rose petal and our rose in that as well. Right. Mm-hmm. So beautiful things are starting to blossom, starting to come in. New gifts are coming in. Spiritual gifts are coming in. There is a financial blessing that's coming in as well. There's the wheat off to the corner and the coins are falling in. So there's definitely a financial turn for you. And with this card, when I'm looking at it, I get the really strong sense that there's a loved one on the other side that is also watching over you, saying hello, and wanting you to watch for signs. I'm going to tell you that the white rose is going to be your sign because there it is on there.
Yeah.
So I think the white rose will be the sign from the loved one.
Or unicorns.
Or unicorns. Why not unicorns? Oh, Tiffany said she doesn't have a favorite number, so I'm going to sign her one.
Yeah, it's like this. I didn't think there was any, like, a prevalent number that, I mean, like, the 8 for me, that just started popping up, and it was like something that just kept happening for me. I don't remember anything like that happening with her. Nothing that we really...
I think I'm going to assign her 99. 99 is your new favorite number, Tiffany. Don't ever forget it.
You know what 99 adds up to?
The what?
You know what 99 adds up to?
18. And then a 9.
A 9.
So there's some completion. Again, she's that moon. It's almost over. Okay, we won't get... Sorry, Amy. We didn't mean to crash your party with Tiffany's energy. I want to use the term Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is upon you, kind of a thing. Like, there is something beautiful coming in. Third eye opening right up, crown chakra opening right up, new vision, new way of looking at things, a new way of living your life. Something big is changing and you're being showered with blessings, Amy. Amy, what is your favorite number? Julia would really like to read it. Okay, you guys, that was fun. Thank you.
Well, what I'm remembering, she said, where did 6 come from? Oh, that was that card. 6, and that's interesting because what I remember about 6 is it's like a number of service. It's where you are helping people, and that card kind of indicates.
And it did do that, didn't it? Yeah. Okay, so Amy's is 9 also, her favorite number. See, you and Tiffany have so much in common, although Tiffany did not know that was her magic number until today.
She knows now.
She knows now.
Yeah.
So, 9 is such a powerful number. You're ready for a new beginning somewhere, and that's happening. Mm-hmm. Endings and beginnings. I like it. Okay, now what you got?
Go back into the chamber.
Okay, we're going back in. Going back into the mind reading.
Try to make it calmer for you.
Yeah, that just took me to the temples. Okay.
Oh.
Right in. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Let's go into the Tibetan temples. Looking at past lives. There's a lot of singing going on. A lot of, because it echoes in the chambers of the temple. Mm. Yeah. So what else we got? Well, now my dog's participating. So that'll be interesting because if he goes down the stairs, you're all going to hear it. he has made his appearance in everything that I've done today. So why not this one too?
Why not?
Anyways, so the temple, the past lives. Past lives are fun to talk about. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about what is the benefit of looking at a past life?
That's a wonderful question.
Yeah.
That's just it. Some people, what's the point? It's huge curiosity. And many people just do it for that. They're just looking into it. But the reason to even visit other times that we have lived is to gain knowledge and to help our life now. That's the best thing you can do. So by doing it, well, sometimes you're shown these things just to show that they actually happened. But if we can see how things from another life are pertaining to now, and we're maybe completing things, or we're doing some of the things over and over and over again, and we're having patterns. It's really good to know that information to see if we can maybe stop that pattern, you know? So that's where it's like, if you're shown something, there's a reason for that. It's for that right there. It's just, what can I learn from this? Because things you do now are affecting these other lives, and things you're doing those other lives are affecting here. So it's like, it's helping to get them all kind of working in a little more harmony.
I like that harmony. Mm. Phobias and fears, unexplainable. Those can really, that's been one that I used to love doing that the most. Somebody come in and go, oh my gosh, I have a fear of blah, blah, blah. Let's go in. Let's go find it.
Right. So. You know, and I had, when I first started working with mom, because this all, you know, I was like one of her first guinea pigs, and that we didn't know where it was going, what was going to happen. And we didn't really, so we had no idea of, okay, this can, you know, this is what we can explore here. And this is what, you know, what we'll show. And in one life, I found the source of like major phobias that I had in my earlier life. And actually that was one life. And then I'm this other one. No, it's actually all from that one life. That one life was like so many of them. I mean, I was in the most irrational fear of fire that I had. I don't know if I've ever seen anybody have that kind of a fear, but I was little, and it was just, you know, they were showing a video. And I think it was Vacation Bible School. They were showing a video on fire prevention. So they had a fire. I mean, it's very, you know, yeah, there's going to be fire, but it's fairly innocent if you're talking about, you know, fire prevention and what to do if there's a fire. And you know, there's probably a little scary stuff in there, but it wasn't made to be scary. It's not like a scary movie. You know, it was just, but there was just the fire, you know. I went crazy. I went living. Wow. I couldn't stay in that room. It was like, get me out of there. I freaked out, totally freaked out. And I'm screaming. And it's like, just, and I went into another room and my mother found me under the table, you know, just, yeah. And then they kept trying to get me to go back into that room. And it's like, no way. I mean, that's, I had that associated now. That's the room of fire.
Yeah, like, no. That room's on fire, man. Yeah. I need one there.
So you know how Vacation Bible Schools, they go for a week or something like that. So. Yeah. And everybody, the whole family was in it. And so it's like, couldn't leave me home. I mean, that you just, you know, couldn't do that. I was too young for that. And so we had to go there, but I couldn't be in that room. They left me in the other room, and I just stayed in that room by myself, and I was comfortable. You know, I was just under the table or on the table. I remember something about that table. I had security in a table.
You bring in that inner child when you're like talking about it, even.
Yeah, it was like, yeah.
I was in the table.
How it was. Yeah. It was like, ah, you know, and so I had that. I had claustrophobia most of my life. When I was younger, you know how kids, when they play and they wrestle, like your boys are probably really big.
Oh, no, they were angels always.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I know they were. Yeah. But you know, let's take it with you and your siblings. How about maybe you were the ones that weren't so angel-y?
I remember being pretty perfect. Yeah. I have a memory of that.
Well, but I don't know why kids like to do this, but they do. Right. You know, it's just part of it. But we grab the wrists, you know, to confine and grab the ankles. It's like you to hold somebody down, things like that, you know, to confine.
I can see that. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, but if you did that to me, I would go crazy again, you know, stuff like that. So see, I had a fear, whatever that was, I guess being bound. See, I do like this. Can you imagine what maybe happened? Like you're bound.
Yeah.
So things like that, those were phobias, you know, that, and we went back to that one life. I was tied up, had a sack over my head, put in a barn. It was very dark and cold and yucky. And then I was burned. So all of that, see how all of that came forward. That was the root of all my phobias.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That would be a good enough reason to have phobias.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you didn't get to find that out until you were an adult. But then it was like this aha moment for Vacation Bible School.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And we're like, oh, that makes so much sense. That's why, I mean, because we couldn't even go to, because we were in St. Louis at the time. And, you know, they would have these huge firework displays down at the, what was the baseball team back then? It was St. Louis Cardinals. Oh my gosh, the Cardinals. Mom was born in St. Louis.
Wow. We're all having a mind blow moment right now.
Hey, you wanted to read my mind. This is what it does.
That's it.
What
that hurt a little.
That was the other day. I was telling you something about, I can't remember what it was like, because I was awake or something. And I was saying, this is what my mind was doing. And you're just like, that's what my mind does. Don't try to keep up with it.
Have you guys ever heard of calling in a grounding rod? Yeah. Oh, that's sweet, Julia. Grounding rod by Julia. No. Hey, the audience wants to know, they said, I'm sure you guys have had a past life together. What do you think about that?
It was probably on Mars.
Why'd she laugh?
It was on Mars when we got married.
We've decided we were married before. We did. Yeah. There's just too much that has happened that leads us any other direction. If the universe wanted us to know we were married, they did a great job of,
yeah.
of putting that together for us a couple years ago. So
elaborate on that. Tell them about what happened there. I mean, it was wild.
We got etherically married and divorced.
like 10 hours.
10 hours when it hit us what happened. But when we were in Atlanta and we were on Stone Mountain, there was beautiful red sunset and it really did look like Mars.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, the pictures, I don't remember looking that whatever mystical or whatever. I mean, the orange sun was gorgeous, but I don't remember that landscape looking like that. But when you took the pictures, it really looked like it
look like we were on another planet. Yeah. And so there was a picture where Julia and I were facing each other and Kaya so conveniently had that picture on his phone. So the next morning we woke up to a text message from Kaya and we're at the hotel, you know, I just started laughing because it's a picture of Julia and I facing each other and it says Martian wedding or something underneath it. We're all laughing it up.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we thought,
like, oh my gosh, it really does look like a wedding.
It really did. And so we were laughing it up. Mm-hmm. And then we went to,
To go get something to eat.
Yeah, we went to dinner that night and we walk into a restaurant and there's like maybe two other tables and it was a big restaurant, big Italian restaurant. And they had booths off in the side. And then she looked at the table and Julia goes, oh, can we get one of the booths instead? And so there was two types of booths. There was the horseshoe booth and then there was the, you know, slide in and face each other. So we were kind of hoping for that one, but did you not, this woman, and I'm watching, I'm being the observer because I'm standing behind Julia while she's making these arrangements with this woman. And this woman looked at the table and like she was going to set us down. You know how they have the menus and they're, and Julia's like, oh, could we have a booth? She looks at Julia. She looks at me, looks at Julia again, looks over and there's the horseshoe booths. And then there's the ones you can slide in and face each other. And she walked us right to that horseshoe booth and put us in there. And I'm sitting there looking at Julia going, don't you think it's weird that she put us in the horseshoe booth instead of one of those over there? And Julia goes, well, maybe those aren't open to the public right now. The very next person that comes in, they set them in the booth we were just pointing at. And I'm like, something's up.
Yeah. And then she came and lit a candle on our table. I'm like, okay, this is getting weird.
It did. It got really weird. And so then I said, you know what? Maybe Kaya wasn't too far off with the Martian wedding. I think this woman thinks we're a couple. And so we decided to get an etheric. I know what we did. We did the pendulum.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yes. So we went back to the hotel room and Julia came over to my room and we made up this little Ouija board, homemade Ouija board with pieces of paper.
This is what you do.
This is what happens when you invite me along. And so we're sitting there going, okay, blah, blah, blah. And I think we asked it what happened and it spelled out wedding or something like that. And we're like, oh no.
Can we stop it then? Can we end it? Oh yeah.
So we did. We dissolved the marriage right then and there. And but yeah, so thank you for asking, because it did make me think of that when I read that. Did you have a lifetime together? Most certainly we did.
Otherwise we don't know. Have we had any?
I don't think we've had any actual lifetimes where we've oh, thank you, Linda, for the magic is real. I don't think that either one of us have been regressed into a lifetime that we remember, but that one certainly felt like we replayed something. Mm-hmm. And it was funny. It was good. Kaya's part in that was priceless, as he sent the picture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's when I was like, what's going on here?
Yeah, we're like, wait a minute. Things are being kind of weird ever since that. We need to clear that energy.
Like something else happened too. Like there was
something did. Something else led us to that conclusion that
yeah, it wasn't just
we were looking at us like a couple, and it was like, this is weird. So yeah. But it's okay. We did get it annulled. Oh my goodness, that's a lot of information, you guys, but thank you for bearing with us. Oh my goodness. Okay. So yeah, so there was that. We did have that lifetime. Any others come to mind?
No, it's let's see here. Oh, okay. But see, you're better at this, is just accepting whatever comes in.
Oh,
you know, and going with it. I just saw a scene like with robes and then some kind of a big, some echo, kind of like your temple you were talking about earlier, where it echoes and stuff.
Yeah,
it's good ambiance, you know, it's like good vibrato, whatever. Yeah, ambiance. It could be ambiance, wouldn't it? And that's the,
yeah,
my terms. I mean, I don't know where this is not communicating with this very well.
We're going to put some dots here and she can connect them. They'll be like, why'd you tattoo dots on your face? So I can connect it.
But anyway, that's all I got. So I don't know if I haven't, I'm not seeing any, I just see, but it's like, they're like the brown robes, you know, it's not, they're nothing fancy. It's just, so that almost feels like a temple kind of thing.
Kind of.
But it's real tall walls. But that's all I have. I just have that one scene. Nothing else is coming with it.
Tall walls.
Mm-hmm. They're stone.
That's interesting. Okay. Were we both males in that life?
I'm not picking up.
Gender. Mm-mm. That's interesting. It feels jungly. I don't know if the jungle is nearby or off in the distance, but it feels like there's plants that have the large leaves, like a jungle leaf, around. So you guys watch us do our magic. Watch this. Okay.
We are doing things. Well, I'm doing things I've never done before. Tracy does this a lot, but
I feel like, yes, I get that same picture of the robes, but I feel like a brotherhood kind of a situation. Not blood brothers by blood, but like a brotherhood thing. I don't want to say it's like a monks or Tibetan or whatever type of thing. I feel like, I actually kind of feel like we've got, like, we want to go back and back and back.
And yeah, further back. It's,
yeah, it's more like an old time farming and I had this term the other day and now I can't think of it. So the audience, help me out. What do you guys see with Julia and I when we're in these robes, these brown, almost burlappy or like
potato sack
kind of clothes?
Burlappy. Right? Yeah, burlappy. Uh-huh.
And we're both men and I feel like we do some sort of either farming or laborious kind of work, but it's work. We're not working for, you know, we're not building pyramids and we're not in slavery. We're just hard workers. I don't know. There's a lot of interesting stuff that's popping in. Shauna sees dragons. Well, I always see dragons.
Yeah, the dragons are in the jungle.
Yeah, probably so. We're being asked if we've been in Atlantis or Lemuria together. I imagine as soul groups, we medieval times. Yes, that's kind of the hit, is more of a medieval time. Peasant, that's the word I was looking for. More of that peasanty. You know, we live outside of the castle. We're working to.
Or what's this building that we're in?
Maybe the building that we're in. So is it like a temple that we're in?
It's brown stones. The walls are made of brown stones and they're tall walls.
Well, keep going.
That's all I see. It's just this one scene.
Okay. So let's move you forward. And what do you see next?
I just see walking slowly. It's like it's a special place. It's a revered place. It's reverence, that kind of thing. So I feel like it's nothing you go running through or running in. It's some place that you walk through and it's almost like a ceremony. You do things in ceremony.
Oh, interesting. I could relate to that. I like ceremonial things. French monks pops into Judy's head. Lemuria's come in twice in a coven. I like it. Okay. Yeah, that's interesting. It's kind of fun to break it down, have the audience helping us out here with this. Mm-hmm. Maybe not an actual building, just a tall wall.
Well, that's possible. Walls. Although I feel like it echoes. So that would have to be walls, wouldn't it? They have to be enclosed.
If it echoes, possibly like a chamber or something. Mm-hmm. So Erica says she sees our cave where we all are, some colored rocks and same energy. Fun. Okay. So nice collective energy. This could be one of those moments where we come up with a lifetime where the audience is very involved in that lifetime. And it could very well be Lemurian and something that we're not.
Oh, I would not doubt that whatsoever. We have all been there. Yeah.
So very fun. I think I go to a Lemurian temple in my mind all the time. It's always filled with white light. It's open walls. It's kind of round. And it's one of my, like when I go to clear my energy, I imagine that I go stand in this temple that's round. It has pillars and it's kind of got a rounded roof to it.
What do the walls look like?
Well, it's just pillars and then openness. Like
it's open. But
it does have a roof on it.
Okay, got it.
But it's kind of like a rounded top to the roof. And
it's
it has
not stone walls.
No, but it has gold inlays and decor on it. And when I go stand in it, then the white light comes and covers me. Mm. And that's where I do my energy clearing. I think that's like a Lemurian or Atlantean kind of a temple clearing space.
Yeah.
And it always sits in the middle of the forest.
Yeah.
So.
I think I've seen pictures.
And water is nearby. You've seen pictures in my mind.
Mm-hmm. I've seen pictures people draw or paintings or whatever of something similar.
Yeah, I'm sure. Okay. And Linda says she's hearing the Gregorian chanting. And
what does that sound like?
You want me to chant? Oh, okay.
Do you know what it sounds like?
I don't know what it, I mean, I would imagine it's kind of like, you know, when the monks are chanting or something like that.
Yeah, all that feels, it's something like that. Yeah, it's this place.
And that echo would be.
Ceremony and you do things like that. See, it's that kind of stuff.
Yeah. I love that sound too, the chanting. I, however, cannot sit and listen to it for a long period of time, but I like to hear it. Mm-hmm. And then I'm done.
Yeah, then it's like, okay.
Yep, got it.
Mm-hmm. This is cool.
Oh, This is fun. Erica has us going through the entrances through a waterfall. I always see a place like that where you got to go through the waterfall and on the other side is this beautiful city. And then Amy says she was seeing water too. So, you know, you guys are all pulling it in.
Yeah, there's something happening
here. So, it is.
It's fun. What I wanted to ask, is it wet water? The waterfall, is it?
What does that mean, wet water?
Does it just look like water or is it water?
Oh, that's okay. You had me confused. I was like, is it not water? What? I was like, is that a trick question?
Okay, so Erica, is it really waterfall, or does it just look like water?
She said no. Yeah. When you said, is it wet?
Because that's what I'm, it's like, it's magic. I mean, it's like, it just looks like
it. You're not going to get drenched going through
that. No, you just, it's like, it's a doorway. Like she's saying, I'm feeling that. That's coming through with power.
Nice. So, keep going, gals. Get in here. Let's hear it. You don't get wet, she says. No, yeah. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. So what else? What else you guys got? Your brains are clicking. You guys are in this with us. I love that you guys are pulling this energy in with us. We all remember.
And yeah, we're remembering. I love it. We're all remembering.
Yeah. Denise says, I get butterflies when you describe the temple. Oh, thank you. Yeah. Okay. Hologram waterfall. Mm. May those who are supposed to enter can see it.
Oh, yeah.
That's from Teresa and Linda. Okay. So, yeah. That
makes sense.
I like it, you guys. I love how we collaborate and all pull in pieces of it. And in my head, I can, every little piece that's coming in, I'm able to create it with ease in my mind.
Yeah.
And that chanting is now in my ear. Thank you, Linda. And, but how fun is that? So as we keep creating, I love it because, you know, always the ones who are gathered here with us that are watching this video, you know, we've all had these like experiences. That's why we're drawn to each other. That's why we find each other. So it's okay, Linda.
This is cool. And so anybody coming in, because I'm feeling this is we're supposed to teach with this moment. Okay. So what we just did, we were just tapping in to the energy of it, you know, into a memory. We're just tapping into a memory. That's all it is. It's nothing major, and all of us were doing that. We were just tapping in to then each other's vibrations and things, and that's where all this came from. So even those that watch this after the live,
they're
still part of this. Like you're saying, you're part of it, and please join in with us. You know,
add to the story. That'll be fun. Tracy Harper says she can hear it too. Okay, Linda, you got into the minds of the Tracys. That's all I'm saying.
Tell, what does it sound like? Come on, I want to hear it.
If I could sing, I would do that for you, but I don't want to chase off the beautiful audience that we have in here.
You did it once. I mean, not chase them off, but you apparently did this chanting before. So
I did, yes. And I probably loved it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like doing the ohms, you know, you get those different pitches and it moves and clears the energy. Okay, so Tax says, I did have a past life in a crystal cave and crystals and vapor coming out of them. That's so cool. Okay. Before you started talking, I was hearing teacher. Oh, nice. So Amy, are you the teacher? That would be cool. Right? Okay. Let's see if I can get my, no, I'm not doing it. I'm just kidding. You were ready. You were ready for me to chant.
Oh, yeah.
Forward.
Yeah, I am. I'm ready.
Are you? Okay. I have nothing. I can't do it. I have stage fright. I can't sing.
Well, it's not singing.
It's chanting.
Right.
Yeah. Still. Okay.
Just using your voice. You use your voice all the time.
I do. Mm-hmm. I like how you're trying to encourage me.
Beautifully, but I might add.
Really? Thank you.
Do you not agree, everyone?
That I use my voice beautifully. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know that when I've gone into the channel, I've done the chanting and I've done some Indian, Native American.
Within you to do it.
Yeah. And it's funny because the Native American one comes to me a little easier, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There. Okay. So here's some more information. When the student is ready, the teacher appears. That's from Lenny. Mm-hmm. There are many rooms. This is Erica. Many rooms. One is an auditorium. One is Crystal Cave and another ceremonial room where we chant.
Oh, okay.
And
what does that room look like, Erica? See, where I'm just keep seeing these brown stones and then we have these burlap gowns on.
And the auditorium is where the teaching happens. So Amy, there you go. You're in the auditorium. Apparently Erica and Julia and I are chanting in the ceremonial room. Who's in the Crystal Caves? That's the big mystery. Womp womp. Okay. Oh, wait until you speak dragon. Your vocal cords will never forgive you. Been there. So do we have time? We have a little bit of time. So I had a beautiful level one practitioner, Bonnie, who moved out in my area. She did a regression on me. And one of the lifetimes that I saw, actually, I was there in the beautiful place, but I didn't give her enough details for her to pick that up. So we went on. But anyways, I was a dragon and I was standing on this cliffside and got to feel what it was like to be this dragon looking, and I was describing water and I was describing where we lived, and we made these little teardrop baskets to sleep in that hung from the trees, kind of like a little nest, but it was shaped like a teardrop.
Uh-huh.
And I remember asking me questions about it, and I would see myself go into this teardrop basket and it would swing, and I liked that. Oh, I liked it. Lullaby to me to sleep, right? And then if there were more than one that slept in them, then they would make them to extend over two trees and be even bigger. But anyways, yes. So not only speaking the languages of the dragons, but getting the experience to be a dragon, which was really fun.
Very cool. Yeah.
A lot of people have that. And we have just a couple minutes left. There's still some more comments. I don't think we have time to get to those. Julia, if people want to become a practitioner, where do they go? How does that work?
Yeah, QHHT practitioner. To learn QHHT, go to QHHT official. QHHT, I'm going to drum that in. Okay. QHHTofficial.com. And you can take the level one online course. And if you like, Tracy has a code for you. You can get 10% off of that price.
I would like for you to use the code, The Magic Is Real, to get 10% off of your level one training. And join the family. Come join.
Absolutely.
The Magic Is Real is one word.
Yeah, and we have a reunion coming up in January 21st to 23rd in Daytona Beach, Florida. So, you know, come on, if you want to join us there, that's going to be so much fun. There's information about that on that website, the front page. Also, I have a Black Friday sale going on right now on my Soul Speak course. So just go to juliacannon.com or www.juliacannon.com. There's some weird stuff happening with my URL run. Anyway, go there and you can get all the information on that course. And
beautiful.
And what have you got going on, Tracy?
This coming Sunday, I have our beautiful Abundant Life workshop. It's a 2-hour online thing where I channel Daniel. We're going to clear energy and remove blocks and move into our beautiful abundant life. I do have a 30% off of one of my bundles, which you can find on my website, and the code word for that is magic. Go figure. Now don't get that one confused with your QHHT. The Magic Is Real, all one word, 10% off. Okay, so you guys, that's where you're going to find all of our stuff. TracyMayhem.com or QHHTofficial.com if you're interested in booking for a QHHT session.
All right, so we're under a minute. What can we do in under a minute?
Well, we could chant. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There you go. I can't do the other one sounds better. I could do the chanting pretty easy. Hi, Summer. And let's see, the auditorium and the chanting room is the brown reddish stone. The chanting room is small and the auditorium huge, all just stone. Okay. Very fun. All right, you guys, thank you for past lifing it with us today. And thank you for being a part of our journey as always. Love having you here. And thank you for all the fun comments and playfulness and the chat room. Go find your favorite number. Mine's 17. Yours is 3. No, 8. I don't know.
Yeah, 3 and 8. Tiffany's is 9. Amy's is 9.
Yeah, a lot of 9s in the room, you guys. All right, so here's to new beginnings.
Bye. Love you guys. Love you all.